Okay, we're beginning Hilchos Trumos today, and obviously the name of this section speaks for itself. All the lachas have to do with Truma, these 15 prakim. So let's start with the mitzvos, Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam says, Yish b'chol shmona mitzvos, there are 8 commandments, shtay mitzvos say, shesh mitzvos lo saseh. So it's 2 positive and 6 negative. Zeo pratan, so the first one is l'hafrish Truma Gedola, to separate Truma Gedola, and then l'hafrish Trumos Meiser. We'll get to all these in the lachas. So you shouldn't have do one before the other. Rather, you have to follow the order of Truma and Truma Gedola, then Truma Smeiser. So a non-Kohen cannot eat Truma. A servant of a Kohen or a worker, he shouldn't, a Kohen shouldn't eat Truma. So Yochal Aral Truma, someone without circumcision or uncircumcised can't eat Truma. So Yochal Kohen Tomei Truma, Kohen who's Tomei can't have Truma. And finally, Shalo Socha Chala Truma Vlo Mora Minakachem. So that's to do with Chala, which is a Kohen born from an inappropriate relationship. So he can't have Truma either, or any of the Matanos that go to the Kohen. Okay, let's start Parak Aleph. In this Parak, the Rambam really splits it up into two. The first half deals with all the, basically geography. We're going to get a real sense of the map of Eretz Yisrael, where Trumos apply, Midoraisa, and where Truma Midorbanan applies, and where Truma doesn't apply. And the second half is going to deal with the situation of non-Jews having land in Eretz Yisrael, and where the Chiyuv Truma comes to existence. So just to start, I just want to show a map that will be important for us. Just to keep in mind, this is kind of the map that we're going to be working with here. And you see here is what we call today Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael obviously was bigger. It included this eastern area here, east of the Yarden, which is probably Eretz Yisrael too. Then you have these areas here like Syria, which was conquered land, which, as you'll see, has the status of Eretz Yisrael, just Midrabanan. We'll get to Cyprus also on any islands. And then you have what's called Chutzarets, which is the outside areas. So this is what we're going to be dealing with when it comes to breaking up Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says as follows. He says, Halacha Aleph, so the halachas of Truma Maisa Midoraisa only apply in Israel. Bein Ne'abayis, Bein Shalof Ne'abayis, doesn't matter if the base of Mikdash is around or not. Neviim Hiskinu, Shiyu Nogos, Afilo Be'er Shinar, Ne'ishi Smuch Al Eretz Yisrael. So the Neviim said that even in Bavel, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, Rov Yisrael Holchem Neshavim Sham, and most of the Jewish people go back and forth or are found in Bavel at some point, because of that, Truma applies there as well, Midorabanan. And the Chacham came along and said, Midrabanan, that even Egypt, Ammon, and Moab, which are neighbors to Eretz Yisrael, Truma applies to it as well. Halacha Beis. Eretz Yisrael, Moreb HaMakom. So now getting to geography, what does Eretz Yisrael mean? Ba'artzo shekivsha melech Yisrael navi midas rov Yisrael. So this includes any land that was conquered, okay, by a melech or through a prophet from the, with the consent of the Jewish people. This is called conquering by the majority. But an individual, whether from a family, let's say, or shevet, let's say they went out and conquered land on their own. Okay, Ginsburg goes out and conquers some land for the Ginsburg family. Even if it's conquered from an area that was promised to the Jewish people from Avram, from God to Avram, so you can actually have an area of Israel that, again, wasn't previously conquered by Kibush Rabim, that let's say I conquer myself, I plant my flag in the, whatever, some area in the Galil, and that's not Eretz Yisrael. Because of this, that's why Yeshua and his Beis Din split up the land of Israel into portions, to the Shvatim, even though it wasn't conquered yet. Why? Because they were concerned with, if it didn't divide the land up to the Shvatim, what would happen? I could wander up to some piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, and just conquer it for myself, and it becomes mine. That would be a very chaotic system. Halacha Gimel. Harotzo shekavosh David chutzarts l'Eretz Kanan. So the land that David HaMelech conquered outside of Israel could go in Aram Naharaim, Aram Tsovav, Achalev, which I showed you before, Achlav, Chayotzvan, all these lands, Afi Shemelech Yisrael, who, even though he was a Jewish king, Afi Bezin HaGadol Hu Osa, and he did this based on the consent of Bezin, Einok Eretz Yisrael Chol Davar. It's not considered like Israel in every way, but Lo Chutz La'aretz Chol Davar, not like outside of Eretz Yisrael in every way. It could go in Bavel Mitzrayim, like Bavel in Egypt. And Lo Yatzu Mikla Chutz La'aretz, it's not like Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yosin Eretz Yisrael Lo Higiyu. So why is it lower than the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? And they should cover show some code in Shinchosh Kol Eretz Yisrael, because these lands were conquered prior to the complete conquering of Eretz Yisrael itself. El Nishar Bar Sheva Amim, these seven nations were still there. V'ilu Tafas Kol Eretz Kanan L'Gulosea, but if Eretz Yisrael had been conquered in its entirety, V'achrach Kaba Sharetzos Acheres, and then afterwards other lands were conquered outside of Israel, Hayakibusha Kuluk Eretz Yisrael Chodavar, then all those lands outside of Israel will be just like Israel itself. Okay, just like Israel itself. So theoretically speaking, if all Eretz Yisrael is conquered and you went ahead and conquered whatever, Canada, no offense to Canadians, that would be like Eretz Yisrael, l'chol davar. Aratzos shekavash davar heini koren Surya. And all the lands that David conquered are called Surya. Halacha da'al, Surya, yishram shehi bahen k'Eretz Yisrael. And when it comes to Surya, there are things that are like Eretz Yisrael, yishram shehi bahen k'chotzaretz, and some things are like chotzaretz. Ba'kona ba'karka, anyone who buys land in Surya, Kekona Be'eretz Yisrael is like buying land in Eretz Yisrael in Trumas Meiser Shvius. So Truma Meiser and Shmita all apply in Surya. However, about Kol B'Surya B'Divrei Sofrim, but all those halachas are Derabanan, not Deraisa. Halacha Hey, Kol Shechziko Ole Mitzrayim and Iskadesh Kedusha Rishona, Kevin Shagalu Batlu Kedushasa. Okay, so now getting into what actually happened in conquering, when the generation from Egypt came to Israel, okay, and conquered, there was Miskadesh, meaning they sanctified, through conquering, they sanctified the land that they conquered. That was called Kedusha Rishona, and once they went into exile, that Kedusha disappeared. So Kedusha Rishona, Levisha Haisa, and Kibush Bovad, Kachal Shaisa. So since the Kedusha that was produced was only produced through conquering itself, so it's called a temporary or contingent Kedusha. Below Kachal Asadavan, it wasn't Mikadesh forever. Kevash Alu B'nei Agola, but now when the second group comes back, second base of Mikdash, the Chziku and Michsas Aris, right, and they conquered or they took hold of some of the land. Kitshua Kitsha Kedusha Shnia Hamenas Olam. That Kedusha is one that would last forever. The Shaisu Los Alavo for the that time and forever. So they left the places that Oli Mitzrayim had done. Below Chziku Mehem Oli Bavel. They didn't get the places that Oli Bavel took Kishahayu when they were there. Below Pachim and Shuma Maestros Kedush Yisbuchu Alam and Yemeshvias. And if you recall, we saw this before. They didn't potter, even though there's no necessity, they didn't potter in, let's say, Bavel or these other areas, Truma Meiser, because he wanted to make sure that Aniyim would have food during Shvias. Rabbeinu Kadosh, this is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, came along, Hitter Beisham Osa Makomos, Shlok Zuchmem Ole Bavel. So Rabbeinu Kadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, mattered Beisham, which we know, as one of those places that Bnei Yisrael did not get from, the Ole Bavel did not get. V'nimna Ashkelon v'pachem in Meisros. And he decided that Ashkelon, okay, would be pater from Meiser. Halacha Vav. Nimsa, kol olam in the mitzvos of Lewis Baretz nechlef to shlosh machlokos. Okay, so it turns out that the entire world can be divided into three separate regions when it comes to mitzvos Lewis Baretz. There's Eretz Yisrael, there's Surya, and Chutz Laretz. Now, within Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael nechlech l'tashayim, Israel is broken up into two. Kol sheikh ziku ole bavel chelak echad. Anything that the ole bavel captured is one portion. Kol sheikh ziku ole mitzrayim bavad chelak sheni. And any area that the ole mitzrayim took is the second portion. The chutzarat nechlech l'tashayim. Outside of Eretz Yisrael split into two. Eretz mitzrayim v'shinar v'mamav amitzos noach v'mam d'ir v'sov v'nevim. So you have Egypt, for example, and Bavel, where these mitzvos tulis v'arts apply midir banan. Usharatzos and all the other lands of the world, ain't Trumas and Maestros Nekes Behen. Trumas and Maestros doesn't apply to those other lands. Allah Chazayim. Ezohi, now the Rambam's getting more specific. Ezohi Arashev Ziku Ba Oli Mitzrayim. So what's the land, the area that the Oli Mitzrayim took? So just to show you real quickly, hold on. You can see here. This one, 1 second. Nope, we saw this one. No, not this one. 1 second, sorry. Hold on. This one. Okay. So we're not going to go over this in all detail, but basically the Rambam is going to discuss the actual geography of this entire area. We're Ashkelon, Sur, Akko, Damesek. So this is what we're talking about. And it's a good way to reflect back on the previous halacha we did. Because see, this is Chutzarets, this is Aram Naraim and Bavel, right? These are all considered sort of quasi Eretz Yisrael. This is the area that David Melech conquered. This is Egypt over here. This is considered Chutzarets. And now he's going to get into the specifics of this area in Israel and its specific geography. So he says like this. He says in Lachazayim, so what's the area of land that the Oli Mitzrayim took? Merekem Shum Mizrach, so Rekem in the east, Eretz Yisrael, Adiyama Gadol, And then Ashkelon, she ladar meretishon akol she betzafon. Hayom mahalach ma'akol lechziv kol aretz she'al yamino. So when you go from, you walk from akol to kziv, anything that's on your right, shu mizrach, which is the east, haderach harehi becheschas chutz aretz, that's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'tama mishum eretz amim. We'll get to what that tuma is down the road, but it's tame because it's chutz aretz. V'patur min ha'mayis v'nishviyas, and it's pater from mitzvos lois baretz. Ad she'udia lecha she'osa makom eretz Yisrael. Until you know, you see the geography is vague, until you know it's actually part of Eretz Yisrael or not. V'chol aretz al smolo, anything to the left, shum erev aderech, ma'arev aderech, which is to the west, harei b'chatzis eretz Yisrael, that's considered as land conquered. That's Israel, utahara mishum eretz amim, and it's purified from the as being non-Jewish land. B'chayev is ma'aser shvias, and it's chayev and ma'aser shvias in Shemitah. Ad she'udia lecha she'osa makom chutz aretz, unless you discover without question that this area is outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the area that comes down, which is the southern area, from that area and outside is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Nisim shavim roenosan keilu chut matuach alam vitori amnom v'almacha mitzrayim. So when it comes to the and again other areas that other topography he's speaking about, it's from there until the river of Egypt. Minachut v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael, and from that line within is Eretz Yisrael, like that map I showed you. Minachut v'lichutz chutz aretz, and from the line outside chutz aretz zuhi tzurasa. So this tzurasa, that map, that's what I showed you a second ago. That's the map that Rambam actually drew a map in his Mishnah Torah that describes this. Halacha ches meyachan ezik olei bavel. Now, when it comes to the olei bavel, okay, this is the returning group after the galus. What do they capture? Mechziv v'lifnim kenek mizrach. So from mechziv and in east of Mechziv lechutz ad Amna v'hi Amna v'ad Anar v'nachoshan lechzikubo. They didn't recapture some of these other areas. Mechziv atzma lechzikubo, and then Mechziv itself they didn't capture. Okay, that takes care of within Eretz Yisrael. Now Lacha Tes Ezuhi Surya. Now what's considered Surya? Me'Eretz Yisrael ulamata keneged Aron Narayim v'Ram Sova Kol Yad Pras ad Bavel Kamon Damasek v'Achale v'Charen Magavis v'Yotzbehen Ad Shinar v'Tzohar Rehi Kesuria. So that huge area I showed in that map. Okay. Euphrates, Bavel, it's like that massive arc, that is considered Surya. About Akko, right? But Akko itself is Chutz La'aretz Ka'ashkelon. It's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, like Ashkelon, Behem, Tchume, Eretz Yisrael. And those are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is the first section on the geography. Now the Rambam is going to get into the halachas of non-Jews. Halacha Yud. Akum Shekana Karka Eretz Yisrael. So non-Jew who buys land in Eretz Yisrael. Lo v'kia min ha-mitzvos ali harib k'nishasa. So it's important to know, this is very practical for Shemitah. A non-Jew who buys land in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean the land is removed from the Chiyuv Mitzvos or from its Kedusha. Therefore, if a Jew comes back and buys it from the non-Jew, it's not considered like an individual conquering. He must separate from a Maestro, maybe Bikurim, and bring Bikurim as well. And as if Midoraisa, the land was never sold to a non-Jew. But there is a way for a non-Jew to buy land in Syria, which would remove it from the chiyuv of my Shum and Maaser, because it's Rabbanan. We're going to get to that soon. Halach Yudav. Paris Akum, let's say there's produce that belongs to a non-Jew. Shegadu b'karka shekana v'Eretz Yisrael. So let the fruits that are grown on land that he bought in Eretz Yisrael, okay? Im nigram alachdam b'yad Akum, if the agricultural work is finished by the non-Jew, m'rachin Akum, right? P'turin miklum. You're putter from nothing, okay? Even if he just basically like straightened some of the heaps of grain, your putter, shenemar deganacha, your dagam, lo daganakam, not his daga, okay, not his grain. Vimlachan Yisrael, achash and nislashu, kodem shenisgamer, tegamer melachdam. But if the Jew bought the land after the, let's say, the produce was uprooted, but before the melacha, the agricultural labor was finished, the gomer Yisrael, the Jew finished that labor, he's chayv in everything midaraisa. Mafresh shumah gedolah v'nos l'kohen, and therefore he must be mafresh shumah gedolah and give it to the kohen, shumas meiser and mocha l'kohen, and shumas meiser as well, he sells it to the kohen. Meiser rishon he shalo. The meiser rishon really belongs to him. Why? He makes you omer levi b'meiser l'kohen shumas meiser, because he says to the levi and the kohen, when it comes to the gifts he gives them, ani basi mikolach ish enatim v'chol, he told me l'klom. He says to them, I got this produce from somebody that you can't take from, right? It's like bonus truma meiser because he's getting it from the guy. And the guy is not chayav to give it. When they ma'amru lo yitin trumas meiser, the coming truma gedola, lefisha nemra b'trumas meiser, kitzichu me'eitz b'nei yisrael, sa'maser tevel sh'ata lokeach me'i yisrael, ta'mafresh me'en trumas meiser, no'so lekoin. So the Torah tells us basically that you can only mafresh your tevel, right, your stuff, your produce for the Kohen. And that's what's subject to being makrish. But this wasn't from, this is from the guy. About tevelish after lokeach menakum, but this produce that you took from the non-Jew, and that's not the Kohen shemus meiser shehif for shemeno elam mokal Kohen lokeach kameo. You don't have to give. You don't give. There are no gifts you're chayv to give. Rather, what do? You basically sell it to the Kohen, and you let him know, I'm selling this to you because you can't. You never would have gotten this produce to begin with because it came from a non-Jew. Lachi beis. Let's say the non-Jew sells to the Jew the produce when it's still attached to the ground. If it hasn't got to the point where he's obligated to get meiser, the nigru b'yad Yisrael, and the Jew finishes the work, chayav and makol. Okay, then the Jew's chayav and everything. But the Jew's meiser is a bila. Then machron achar shabo la'onos ha'meiseros. Let's say he sold it. Let's say it was sold after the produce was chayav and meiser. Mafishu was meiser meiser. Nosim han la'bila v'cheshbon. So then what he has to do is that he has to go ahead and separate out the meiser, separate the trumas meiser, and give it to the owners based on the proper amount. Ketzah, so how does this work? Let's say he bought grain that was planted by a non-Jew, after it reached about a third of its maturity, and it was completed by the Jew. Mafish trumas meiser, so the Jew separates out trumas meiser, k'mosh b'yarnu, Minosin Shani Shlisha Meiser Levi, so he gives 2/3 of Meiser to Levi, Ushnei Shlishi Trumas Meiser the Kohen, and then he gives 2/3 to the Kohen, Umokalo Shlish, and the last third he sells. Okay, so that would be the breakdown in this type of situation. Malachi Gimel. Yisrael Shemachar Peiros of La'akum. So let's say a Jew sells the produce to the non-Jew, Kodum Shavo La'onos Meisros, before it developed to the time where he'd be Chayv and Meiser. The Gomer Akum, and the non-Jew finishes the agricultural work. Turmin Truman and Maestros. So there's no chiyuv to bring Truman Maestros. Vim Acher Shabol Onus Maestros. But if he sold it after it got to the point of being Chayv and Maestros, Apish Gomer Akum, even though the non-Jew finishes the labor and the Jew sold him already, Chayv Echol Debrayim, the Jew still Chayv to Truman Maestros. Vachin Akum Shagomer Peres Yisrael. So to a non-Jew who finishes the agricultural work of Jewish fruit, Hova Digunan Biat Akum, Enachayv and Truman Maestros, Elma Debrayim. So since this work was completed by the non-Jew, it's not chayiv and true meiser except for mid derabana. Alach yidal. Machar akam lisrael peros mechubarin. Let's say a non-Jew sells to a Jew fruit that's still attached to the ground. Achar shabal l'onos ha'meiseros. After it got to the point where it's chayiv and meiser, umirachan akam berushus yisrael. And the, another non-Jew comes along and he kind of, again, he does this like a very minor agricultural action. Ain't a chayiv and true meiser. There's no chayiv true meiser. Ho bal l'onos ha'meiseros berushus akam, because it came into the chiyuv of Truma Meiser when it was in the domain of the non-Jew, and Omir Chanakum, and a non-Jew did some work to it, even though it was at some point in the property domain of the Jew. Let's say a person buys land in Syria, which is meant, again, Eretz Yisrael Midrabanan. Chayv and Truma Meiser Midrabanan. So you're Chayv and Truma Meiser Midrabanan. Kamoshis Chayv in the Torah. Hakona Mishlan Kamosh Miyarnu. But let's say I bought produce of a non-Jew in Syria. Doesn't matter if they were picked or not. Even before they get to the point of Chayv Meiser, even if the Jew actually did some work involved, since it's not from Jewish land, it's Pater from Truma and Meiser. Let's say I bought land from a non-Jew in Syria, and the fruit are attached to the ground there. If it got to the point where it's chayav a meiser while still in the hands of the non-Jew, pater from truma meiser. If it didn't hit that point yet, since he bought the fruits with the land, he'd actually be chayav midrabanan to bring trumas and meisers. Halacha Yitzayim. Second. Yishal Shahya Aris Akam. Let's say there's a sort of like a partnership, a sharecropping agreement between the Jew and the non-Jew in Surya, Bisurya, Peirosab Termin and Maestros. So the produce are putta from Maestros, the Fisha Inlo Begufakarka Klum, because there's no actual ownership of the land. Beishal Akam Kinyan Bisurya, Lafkim and Maestros. And the non-Jew has actual, ownership rights to remove it from Maestros, Kamosh Miyarno. Bechena Choker, Makaba, Vasokar Sada. Let's say, for example, if I rent I lease a field, Mina Akam Bisurya, from a non-Jew in Syria, pater min truma meiser. Again, because it's derabanan, that's why I'm pater from truma meiser from there. Lachid ches. Yisrael shalachak b'Syria sedem in akum. If a Jew buys a field in Syria from a non-Jew, ashle via shlish, before the crops have reached a third of maturity, the chazer machal akum, then he sells it, and the Jew goes back and sells it to a non-Jew. Nachashe via shlish, after it got the third maturity, im chazer shalachak pa mishniyah, if the Jew goes back and buys it again, or another Jew buys it again, harezeh chai b'truma meiser, shrein is chai b'yad Yisrael. He will be chayv in trumas and meisros because when it hit the shlish, it was underneath the ownership. It was still underneath the ownership of a Jew. The Jew had land in Syria, and then he became a sharecropper. The Shachla Aris Peros, and the sharecropper sends him fruits. These are Pater from Truma Meister, Shani Omer, Minishruk Lachan. Because I could say, I got him from the guy got him from the marketplace. As long as that produce is something that normally would be found in the marketplace. Shutvos, Hakam. Let's say I go into an actual partnership with a non-Jew. There's still a chiv in Truma Meister. Let's say a non-Jew and a Jew jointly own a field. Right? Even if they divided the field up while they're still standing grain, or if they divide the pile. Now we have tevel and regular produce, so to speak, that's not chayiv and truma mixed together. So basically, you have to split it up. And there's still a chi of midrabanan of truma and meiser. This only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shem meiser shel Torah, right? Since truma meiser is from the Torah, we shel Torah ain brera. Avim lachu sada b'Syria. But if I bought a field in Syria, hol b'meiser shem midivrayim, I feel the chalak gadish chalakosh akum adam. So in Syria, since it's the rabbanan, so we're much more makel when it comes to all the lachas of truma and meiser. Lacha beis. Peiros Eretz Yisrael. So the produce for Eretz Yisrael shem yatsu chutzlaretz. Okay, when it's taken into, let's say, America, terum in a chalam and terum in a meisor. It's pata from chalat terum in meisor. Shnei marasher animi v'yeshem shama. Shama there atem chayev and chutzar. It's pure. So you there your chayev and chutzar your pata. You got to Surya chayev in the ram. But if I took, let's say, my meisor to Surya, actually my payers to Surya from Eretz Yisrael, I'm still chayev in derbana. Mechayim payers chutzar. If I have fruit from outside of Eretz Yisrael, shenichnus chutzar, it comes into Eretz Yisrael. Chayev and chala. Shnei marasher shama. Chala would apply. Shama tem chayevim, bein peres haaretz, bein peres chutzlaretz. You're chayev no matter what in Eretz Yisrael. The nikvu lemaiser b'yad Yisrael, achas shenichnus laaretz, chayevim b'maiser d'orehim. But if if the chiyuv to actually bring maiser takes place while it's in the hand of a Jew after it's brought to Eretz Yisrael, it's chayev in maiser midrabanan. Chal kimo. Afar chutzlaretz. Let's say I take dirt from America, shababas fina laaretz, soil, and I bring it to by boat to Eretz Yisrael. Vizman shesfina gosheshes laaretz. So when the ships, the bottom of the ship comes into contact with the land of Eretz Yisrael, Hariat Sumeach Bo, Chayav Shemim Maisos, anytime, anything that grows from that, it's Chayav Shemim Maisos, Shvias, Sumeach Bo, Eretz Yisrael, it's as if it was grown in Eretz Yisrael itself. Lachav Dalad, Ilan, Sheome B'chutz La'aretz, V'nofa Nota La'aretz. Let's say you have a tree that's standing in Chutz La'aretz in America, well, not America, but let's say in Chutz La'aretz, and V'nofa Nota La'aretz, and its leaves are leaning over into Eretz Yisrael. Omid ba'aretz, we're standing in Eretz Yisrael, v'nofa nota l'chutzaretz, and its leaves are bent over towards chutzaretz. Hakol lech achar ikar, always goes based on the roots. Hayu mixas shorasha ba'aretz, and mixas in chutzaretz. Let's say some of the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, and some are out. Afilu hayat tzchich tzela madl benen, even if there is a like stone that separates them. Hare tevel v'chulin raven zebezeh. It's considered as if tevel and chulin are mixed together. Alech hafei, atzitz, nakov shahaya bo zera. Let's say you have a plant in a flower pot with a hole, shalo hishrish, didn't root yet, by ikara ba'aretz, and its root is still in the ground, v'nofa chosaretz, and its leaves and branches are outside, hocham achar nof. In that situation, we go by the leaves. Finally, halacha chavav, hatrum b'zman hazeh. Okay, with all these halachas, truma today, v'afilu makam jazika olei babel, even in Eretz Yisrael today, in places we know the olei babel conquered, v'afilu b'mei Ezra, even in the times of Ezra, ena min ha-Torah al-Mid Avraham, it's only d'Rabbana today, she'en l'cha truma shal Torah al-Mid Yisrael avad, because truma only apply, truma b'Doraisa only applies in Eretz Yisrael, v'zman shekol Yisrael sham, notice the language here, it's only when all the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, shenemar kisavo bias kulchem, kishahayu b'yirusha rishona, k'mo shehen asin l'aks, yirusha shliches, the entire Jewish people must be here. For Truma Midaraisa to take place. Lokish Hayu Yerusha Shnia. Not like by the second base of Mikdash. Shaisa Me Ezra. Shaisa B.S. Miksasa. Only a few Jews came back. The Big Akhlochayava, La Chayva Osa Midatara. That's why there was no Midaraisa. Vechen Yerali. And the Rambam assumes Shehu Adim and Meiser. So too it applies to Meiser. Shein Chayva Mizman Azam Midaram Gachuma. So just like Truma is Midarabana today, so too Meiser. That finishes Parak Aleph. We'll pick up Parak Beis tomorrow.